Want to make your life better?
This is the Kick-Ass Life Podcast with David Wood.
Well, top of the morning to you, and welcome to the 600-second Kick-Ass Life Show, designed to put a little smile on your face, a little spring into your step. Allow me to give you a little boot in the body. That's right, a little kick in a rump, or as I like to call it, a little kick in the arse. That's right, and you realise we always start with fun facts, but this week we're going to have a team. What's a team, you ask? A team. Gratitude all week long. And each day, we're going to look at a different area of gratitude. So I have some stories for you that I'll share in a few minutes. But first, do you realize this? Legal experts say that every year, about 12% of the US population is arrested. Now, because we're doing culture, we're going to talk about lots of different countries now. A few fun facts from different countries. The warrior tribes of Ethiopia used to hang the testicles of those they killed in battle on the ends of their spears. I'm thinking that's a good place to put them, as far away from your body as possible. I hope those spears were really, really long. In early England, a traditional Christmas dinner used to include a pig's head prepared with mustard. And in Siena, Italy, it's illegal to be a prostitute if your name is Mary. How do they come up with stuff like this? You realize that? It's crazy. And the Amaira guides of Bolivia are said to be able to keep pace with a trotting horse for a distance of 100 kilometers. I don't know how big the horse is. It may be one of those little tiny Shetland ponies. Those little tiny legs, you know, one of those ones. And Q-tips were invented by Polish-born Leo Gerszenzang. And the Q, I wonder, do you know what it stands for? Q stands for quality, of course. Of course it stands for qualities. And authorities do not allow tourists to take pictures of the pygmies in Zambia. And let's do one more, shall we? What do you think? What country can I go to? The glue of Israel postage stamps is certified to be kosher. And in Holland, they generally prefer their fries with mayonnaise. Mind you, their mayonnaise in Holland on those fries is pretty, pretty good. I like it a lot. All right. So here we are. I thought I'd start with a little comedy. Now, again, you know, cultural is going to be the team, but we're going to go all over the map. You know what I'm like. I wander about and I look for a little comedy skit right here. It's about horses. And if you're a horse lover, so am I. Don't worry about it. It's just a comedy, a little skit here. But I laughed when I heard this line, so I thought I'd share it with you. Here's Jerry Seinfeld. Not my favorite comedian, but I'm telling you, he makes me giggle sometimes. Here's a little giggle.
They make glue out of horses. I don't know who started that. Who saw that potential? That's pretty amazing to me. What, are you working in a stationery store? A horse walks by. Hey, wait a minute. I think he could be glue. How do we pick out the really sticky ones? You leave that to me. What about that one over there? He's weaving around. He looks like he's out of his mind. He'll be crazy glue.
Oh, come on. Come on. Have a giggle. Have a giggle. It doesn't matter when this particular show is coming towards you. We got to have a giggle. Anyway, so we're talking about culture today and gratitude. And something happened to me a year ago. It was a year and a half ago. I was given a Canadian passport. And I was a landed immigrant here for a couple of decades. And I decided to go for my Canadian citizenship. And, you know, I obviously, well, not obviously, some of you don't know, but born in England. And, you know, I left England when I was 20. So I'm 52 now, 32 years ago. And, you know, there are certain things I miss about England. But, you know, when you live in Canada, any English person, a friend of mine or anyone who comes over here will fall in love with this country. And they find it hard to go home. And it's just so, so beautiful where we live. And Canada is so laid back. And, you know, you've got like 32 or 33 million people in sort of the largest country in the world and so much space. So it really is. We're very, very fortunate. But, you know, the thing I miss about England, just to be honest, I miss the humor. I mean, we used to sit and tell jokes all the time and, you know, gather around and just sit and talk. And that's that pub culture, right? People get together. and sit around in a circle and chat to each other. And again, that's the part I miss. But I don't miss many things anymore. It's been a long time. And when I got this Canadian passport, something happened to me. I'm sitting in a room, and they have this special sort of swearing-in ceremony. And, you know, there's the Canadian flag, and there's officials, and there's the police in their, you know, beautiful red outfits. And I'm going to sneeze. Excuse me. Well, would you imagine that? That's not something you can plan for on the air. Whoa, I hope I didn't blow your ears out there. I cleaned my own ears out just a little bit. Anyway, so I'm in this room, and there's about 40, 45 people, and I imagine there's about 25 countries represented. And as I'm sitting there, I was overcome by this feeling of gratitude. I mean, to live in a country where we have freedom of speech, to live in a country where we have freedom to move around and to do the things we want and to create the life we want, to make choices every single day to, you know, I was able to come here and create great wealth for myself and my family and live in a gorgeous place and continue to dream big and make things happen. And I was thinking as I looked around this room and so many of the people that were in the room with me had come from countries where there was no freedoms or there because of their gender. They had no voice. In fact, in some countries, they weren't even visible. Some countries were war-torn, and there's countries that really listen to the show right now, and my heart goes out to you. You know, you're living in a region of the world where, you know, there's that constant threat of war, or you're in a war, or genocide. You know, when I look at some of the countries that we are in, it really is quite deep gratitude I feel to live in a free place where my kids can wander outside and I feel, you know, that they're safe and I don't worry about them. I know a lot of North Americans, there's a big fear. And I think that, you know, still we live in a very, very safe place. And I know there's pockets and there's parts of towns and cities and there's areas in the world, even in the Western world, that are dangerous. I get that. But still, we still have the freedom to get up out of that dangerous place and move across the country and live somewhere else and make something else happen. It's not that we're trapped in that dangerous place. And poverty, you know, even if we're trapped in poverty, there is still the ability for us to step out of that and create it. If we meet the right person and have the right vehicle, that can happen. So anyways, I looked around this room and I could see etched on the faces of each person their story of why they ended up in this country. And again, for those that were refugees or, you know, people that were afraid to go home or couldn't go home, there was a real deep sense of gratitude sort of oozing out of their body that they'd sort of got to a place for themselves and their family of this ultimate freedom. So before I carry on too much, I thought I'd play a little song from a band that will allow sort of really for anyone who listens to some of these songs. I mean, Bohemian Rhapsody is my son's favorite song and he knows every single word. And in fact, a lady posted, I can't remember your name because I gazed at it this morning, but I watched your video of, you know, the kids going to school singing this in the back of the car. You got to watch this video. It's so funny. But such a great band. And, you know, this idea if we're trapped in when they wrote this particular song, they wrote it around their own sexuality. But I think it represents that whole idea that each one of us, you know, to sort of break free from the shackles of imprisonment by cultures or by you know, governments or dictators, that kind of stuff, or even our own limited thinking in our own country. I mean, to wake up today and really, really be proud of where you are and grateful to walk outside and to really let that gratitude ooze through every fiber of your body around your own culture and what it is to be who you are. And my sons, you know, I mean, a half British, I'm British, and my wife Pam, or my ex-wife Pam, is Swedish. So they both speak Swedish and they go to Sweden every year. And we live in Canada. So, you know, our kids are very much a cultural mix. And we see that more and more and more now where cultures are coming together and marrying and having sort of a second generation of children that are raised in a different culture. So, you know, as we look out, I do have a little bit of homework for you. But before, let's listen to a little bit of Queen and just allow this sort of cultural gratitude to wash over you. To break free.
fine with me. I fell in love with this country and this this wonderful opportunity that we have here. So we're talking about culture, and we only have we're over time right now. But the homework. I think the homework is I want you to think about the people in your streets and towns and cities that are from different cultures, and how many do you know? How many friends do you have that are culturally diverse, that come from different backgrounds, eat different foods, speak a different language? Maybe their English isn't great, but what would happen if you reach out? And I'll tell you a story. When I was in Sweden one time, there's a lot of Polish people living in Sweden, and I was picked up by this taxi, and I was quite a ways away. And when I got to my destination, I went to pay, and the bill was quite large, and the guy said to me, no, please, I don't want you to pay. And I said, well, what? You know, he says, you know what? He said, I've been doing this. He said, I've been living in this country for 13 years. He says, and no one has ever had a conversation with me like you just did. No one's ever been really fascinated or interested. He didn't use that word, but he said, be interested in my culture and what we are about and our people and what, you know, what's important to us. He said, I had so much fun in this drive. And he says, and I want to pay for this taxi. I want it to be free. And wow. And I walked out, I told Pam about this, and I remember she sort of welled up a little bit, you know, this emotion, because it's so easy for us to live side by side with cultures that have moved here from different countries and want to step into the level of freedom that we have. And it's easy to sort of segregate ourselves into little pockets. But what would happen if you, as a kick-ass life practitioner, make it your job this week to sort of not just be grateful for your own culture, but to be grateful for all cultures, all differences, and to sort of look into those differences and make it your job to get to know someone this week of a different culture. Go and say hi, shake hands. And this happened. This is a great story. I was at the gas station last night. And this woman, as I'm gassing up, this woman walks up to me. We were just about to go to Ben's play. Actually, so it was two nights ago. And my son is starring in Robin Hood. He's Robin Hood in Robin Hood. So we were just about going there. And I was meeting Pam, his mom, and some friends for a drink and a bite to eat right before we went to the show. And so we're about 2 minutes late, and I don't like being late. But this woman walks up to me, and she asked me this kind of bizarre question. She said, and she was obviously not from Canada, and she said, in her rich accent, she says, I'm not sure what to do. She said, I'm sort of driving away without gas. And I stopped because I was rushing. And I said, what did you just say? She said, well, she said, I don't know. I don't understand how to buy gas here. I said, where are you from? I said, oh, don't tell me. I said, you're from Africa, right? You're from East Africa. And I tried to guess because I always think I can guess an accent. And I was pretty close, but she was from Kenya. And I said, really? I said, we were just over in Tanzania. And so we started talking again. Whenever you want to connect with someone, find common ground quickly. And the conversation will be so simple once you find something you have in common. So we're talking. So she says, Jumbo. I said, Jumbo. All right. And we start chatting. Her name's Edith. And I said, Edith, I said, we're just about to rush. I said, I'd like to get your number and invite you. She has three kids here. They've been here 6 months, and she's working at a little health unit. I said, I want to invite you over for dinner so we can get to know you, and also to welcome you to Canada. And she's just so lit up, so she texts us right away, and it was lovely. You know, she chatted, and Jen was in the front of the car. I'm standing out by the gas pump, and I sort of went, I said, hey, come and meet Jen before you go. So Jen jumped out of the car and gave her a hug. And so there you go. As quickly as that took was just simply a hello. And then an invite. And so that's your homework this week, culturally, to invite somebody from a different culture into your home and to start a relationship with somebody that sometimes you don't understand. And there can be a lot of fear around that. So that's why I think where a lot of hatred comes in is because of misunderstanding and not knowing and the differences. But I say the differences is where all the juice is, all the fun, all the love, all the passion lies in those differences. And we've got to, as kick-ass life practitioners, we've got to be willing to step into those differences. All right. So anyway, I'm going to play you one more song from Queen. And don't forget, you can go to the show notes. Join us on Facebook, davidonfacebook.com, and come and have a chat. We want to know what you're grateful for in your culture today. So join us on Facebook davidonfacebook.com. And show notes, thekickasslife.com/whatever the show number is. But you just go to thekickasslife.com and you'll find today's show. There'll be the links to the songs and the links to the comedy will all be there. So let's have a little song here. Sorry I'm running late, but I thought it was a big subject, so we're chatting about it. Here we go. That's right, that's me. Hey, see you on the other side. Have a good one. Make this week the greatest week of your life. Make some new friends. Get out there. Come on, get off the couch.
That was kick-ass.